In many European cities, the bicycle is a completely normal means of transport. This is far from being the case in Prague, where cycling amid the city's heavy traffic and cobbles has more in common with adrenaline sports. But things are changing, and politicians and planners are beginning to realize that cyclists deserve a bit of space on the city streets. On Thursday evening, several hundred people pedaled through the center of Prague to draw attention to the needs of cyclists. David Wan quite literally got on his bike to join them.
I'm on Jiřího's Poděbrad Square. It's 6 o'clock in the evening. And in front of me, below the church here, there are, I would guess, several hundred cyclists, people with bicycles, ready to start the trip through the centre of Prague. It's a pretty rare sight here in the middle of Prague to see so many people all at once on bicycles.
I'm Michal Křivohlávek from Initiative Automat.
And so we're just about to start, as I can hear.
Yeah, it's just about to start. It's exact the moment when the whole mass is starting to flow through the streets and flow through the city.
And if you could tell me what the idea behind this mass cycle ride through the city is.
Yeah, very simple idea. Bicycle is the most enjoyable vehicle you can enjoy in the city. It's very practical and it makes you feel happy and be very flexible.
There are a lot of people who cycle in this country, but normally cycling, especially among people in Prague, tends to be seen as a recreation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In fact, not many people would probably be brave enough to brave Prague's traffic and actually go out and cycle through the city centre every day to work.
That's true. There's as many bicycles in a city as cars, but in a workday you see very few cyclists in the streets and really a lot of cars.
And just in a few words, what do you think needs to be done?
There has to be some kind of politics, some arrangement to arrange the streets in a sense that people feel safe and feel comfortable in the streets so that they will live in the streets and they will leave behind cars.
Anyway, I'd better get on my bike because things are just about to start. So thank you very much indeed.
Welcome.
So now I'm on my bike and we're on our way very, very slowly.
I'm Ole Mosby. I'm the ambassador of Denmark in the Czech Republic.
And you're here taking part on your bicycle?
I am indeed, yes. I've been invited to be here. I've asked my staff and myself, so we are part of this event, yes. And it's wonderful.
And the bicycle that you're on is no typical Prague bike by any stretch of the imagination. Tell me a little bit about it.
It is very typical Danish because it's a means of transportation. It's a way in which you can, as I have done here, fill it with bread and papers, and this is what we do. But you can also have your wife, your children, your cello, your whatever you need to bring from point A to point B.
And perhaps I should describe it a bit. It's actually not a bicycle, but a tricycle, isn't it? With two wheels at the front,
yes.
And with a storage area, a box at the front as well, and you're pedaling behind, and it's absolutely full of bread.
It is full of bread, yes.
This is a typical load for a Danish bicycle, is it?
It's a way of transporting things. There we go, I think.
Here we go. And so we're off once again. We're standing at the traffic lights with the Danish ambassador. And this is the most fun part of the journey because we're all heading down the main four-lane highway that leads right through the middle of Prague. Right now, there are no cars at all. They've all been stopped. And this is, for a cyclist, this is a dream come true. It really is great fun. I should imagine that the cars that are waiting behind us, the drivers, won't be too happy. But maybe, just for once, they can wait for the cyclists.
Thank you, David.